Andy Rice with Heroes and Zeros. Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Andy Rice. I'm looking for happy stories because I'm grumpy with the fact that there is just so much bad news about. So Rolls-Royce, they make nice motor cars, I'm told. I've seen them from the outside. I saw one parked at the airport the other day, a big fat roller. People drove them anymore.
Now you're a best-selling author. It is only surely a matter of time before that roller is parked outside Whitfield Towers.
Well, you see, here's the problem. I'm now published, because the first copy did arrive today, published but as yet unsold author.
Well, you've and got to sell one more copy and you've sold out.
Well, exactly. Do you want to buy that? And then I'm a best-selling author. I got a copy. It's very exciting. The first copy of The Upside of Down.
Who did
it's
it?
On
the
my
butter?
Desk. It was everybody, really. Everybody. It's equally to blame. It's collective responsibility. Yes, but there's chaos, and chaos does breed opportunity. It just sometimes takes a little bit longer for it to come through than others. But the nice people at Rolls-Royce make very expensive motor cars, very comfortable motor cars, and usually motor cars driven by other people, which I never understood really why you would spend all this money on a car and get a chauffeur.
That's where the strategy has changed over the last couple of decades, I would say. The newer rollers are designed to appeal to a younger demographic, as they would say. But I think you're right. I think the majority are still driven by a third party while you sit in the back and do big deal phone calls. But what they're selling now is rather more than just cars, and that's why I've chosen them as tonight's hero. What, for example, would it take for you to book a private performance by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra? Or perhaps to be in direct contact with designers of their favorite items to personalize your expensive handbag, a racetrack, or even commission a personalized Monopoly set incorporating one's own properties and assets. To do all of that, all you have to do is buy a roller. Because what Rolls-Royce have now launched is an app that comes free with every roller. Buy one, get one free. And what it does is called Whispers, after the whispering of the car. And it attaches all of these lifestyle benefits to the core thing about actually the vehicle itself. So if you buy a roller and you then sign on for the Whispers app, all of these things are suddenly available in a world beyond, quote. Craft your own cognac, perhaps. Play golf on a world-class course with an open champion. Get bespoke jewelry and the best seats in the house wherever you go. And what this tells me, A, is not just that it's a creative understanding of the lifestyle of the typical Rolls-Royce owner, but it also reflects the fact that you no longer can compete purely on automotive engineering and comfort and luxury, because certainly for Rolls, they're up against perhaps the Mercedes Maybach. They're up against perhaps the top of the BMW range.
The Bentleys.
The Bentleys, yes. So the vehicles themselves are only part of the story. The full story is that what they're selling to you is the lifestyle of a Rolls-Royce owner. And I think that's a very interesting understanding of the way that categories evolve. We've seen it with airlines, for instance, for a long time. The lounge experience has been even more exciting than the flying. We see it even closer to home in things like exclusive books, who have a coffee bar, a restaurant, reading areas, all sorts of things to go beyond simply selling books, piling them behind.
Well, I'm curious here about Rolls-Royce, because Rolls-Royce to me is old money. People who've got the time to take advantage of all of those opportunities to have these exclusive things done for them. I quite like the idea of a personalized Monopoly set with your multiple Mayfair and Fifth Avenue properties and all of this sort of stuff. Your global portfolio could be exhibited on a Monopoly board so that you can brag about it to your friends. But I just wonder whether or not the Rolls-Royce driver of today is not more of a rap star who's made their money and whether they've got time, frankly, to take advantage of all these glorious delights, or is it simply the dream that they're selling?
I think it lurks somewhere in the epicenter, in the middle of the old-style Rolls owner who wanted something that looked like the Queen might be in the back of it. And as you say, the bling, be-necklaced rap star who wants it purely for its status and show-off value amongst peer groups. And I think the real core potential consumer for Rolls-Royce is somewhere between the two, younger than the old limousine driver, but a bit more mainstream than the rock star. And that's, I think, what this app is addressing.
It's so interesting. It really is. Because, I mean, credit card companies have tried this for years, you know, with platinum cards and Uber platinum cards and black cards and all of that sort of stuff. You have a personalized concierge. You'll be somebody sitting in a call center frantically trying to organize your flowers for you because you forgot the birthday present or whatever the case might be. It's creating the sense of well-being.
And of membership of an exclusive club. Johnny Walker, the whiskey brand, had a very successful, I think locally created, membership club called the Striding Man Society, where you would, as a member, you would get notified about the rules of croquet or how to go fly fishing or all sorts of things that were deemed to be part of the same lifestyle that a Johnny Walker drinker should aspire to.
I get that it goes in the mainstream category where if you've got a bit of disposable income and you can spend a couple of £1,000 a month on whiskey, for example, that becomes a very attractive add-on because you're in that braggy sort of phase of your life.
Yep.
When you get to Rolls-Royce, do you really care about all that other stuff? Because if you've bought a Rolls-Royce, frankly, you can phone up Parker Brothers, whoever makes Monopoly, and say, oi, make me my own set now. And they would do it.
I'm not so sure. I think that a lot of...
Hasbro. They make Monopoly, sorry.
A lot of Rolls-Royce drivers, particularly first-time owners, have probably created their own business success to get to the point where they can afford one. And the first one, the moment they reach that threshold, I can now, my advisors told me, afford a Rolls. I'm going to go and buy one. As opposed to saying, at any time over the last 20 years, I could have afforded one. So it's an entry into a lifestyle and a proof of success.
You can just hear I'm just bitter. and then coronavirus. I mean, are we seeing, dare I say, an exploitation of coronavirus?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Bruce, because I mean, I couldn't look beyond the coronavirus for this week's Zero, because it is so all pervasive. And usually when there have been big news stories, we've spoken about the opportunity to ride on the wave of publicity that comes with it. And usually it's a positive gesture. Now, of course, we have a situation where something even bigger than most of the stories we've had in the last couple of years is not only a big story, but it's an unpleasant one. It's doing all sorts of nasty things. I saw on Sky News earlier today that the hospitality sector in the UK from week to week has dropped by 7% of volume. So it's not year on year, but from last week to this week, 7% down by volume on patronage of bars and restaurants. The economic impact across all sectors of business, and sadly, particularly our great strength, which is tourism, is going to be catastrophic. So yeah. The question is, who responds positively and who responds cynically? Now, positively, there was Lifebuoy Soap running huge ads in last Sunday's Sunday Times, encouraging a lifestyle based around personal hygiene. I'm not sure that the Sunday Times necessarily is the right medium to teach people how to wash their hands. I would have thought the majority knew that, but nevertheless, it was the right kind of approach. And I noticed that they also name-checked their competitors' soaps, albeit in sort of 8-point condensed at the bottom of the page, but Dettol and Protex and those got a mention there. But that's a rare example. What we're seeing, particularly in the commentary coming from the States, is that there are cynics out there who have no limit to what they're prepared to do in order to exploit things. And Facebook, in a rare gesture of of community
public
support
service.
And public service, have undertaken to take down any ads that are promoting the sale, for instance, of face masks, because the ultimate quantity of face masks available is insufficient for everyone to have one, and by buying some of the stock, you may in fact endanger the healthcare professionals' ability to do their job. So Facebook have said, we won't allow that advertising. In fact, if you look, you'll see that there are still a lot of ads up there for face masks, up to $1,000 per mask. It's extraordinary. So I think that as a sidebar, there's a bit of a kind of a brand lesson in the fact that here's a company, Facebook, doing all sorts of things to try and address in their own way a social issue, a social problem. But in fact, the media and many other people respond by pointing out the cynical side of it. And that, I think, is an indication that the Facebook brand comes with a kind of automatic default of mistrust for many people.
Well, they're trying desperately to resurrect an image, which I don't know if it ever existed in the first place. But they've done themselves a lot of brand harm themselves. And yeah, at least they're trying to do something useful. Andy Rice with Heroes and Zeros. Hero, Rolls-Royce, and the app Whispers. I said Whispers. Getting the value add because... yeah, having a Rolls-Royce just isn't enough. And then tonight's Zero, anybody who takes advantage of exploiting the coronavirus crisis worldwide gets Andy's thumbs down.